Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly enacted an ordinance changing the print shop administrative assistant position from part-time position to a full-time position and appropriating the necessary funds for that position. A previous ordinance approved the original half-time administrative assistant position to provide administrative functions for the print shop and cross-department coverage. And Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce says,
"We have a part-time position that is consistently used in a full-time capacity throughout the year in various departments. This individual fills in for vacations and sick leave, and we have a need for a full-time position. So I ask Mr. Rhodes to present this, the additional dollars that are needed, $22,700 in order to hire this position. And again, throughout the year, there are times where this individual fills in for full-time schedules, 40 hours a week, and we would appreciate the support and change in this position from a part-time to a full-time."
In the FY23 budget, there is a half-time administrative assistant multidisciplinary position in the Human Resources Print Shop, and this ordinance would increase it to a full-time position and appropriate $69,000 to support the change in staffing. And the $69,000 appropriation, with an offset amount of just over $46,000 for interdepartmental changes, will be used to support the full-time position. Chief of Staff Aaron Rhodes wrote that many borough departments in the mayor's office are in regular need of an administrative assistant multidisciplinary position to fill in for absences, vacation coverage, projects, and even high-volume work periods that are above and beyond the current staffing level. From January the 1st, 2021, to May the 20th of this year, this position worked over 2,000 hours. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly enacted an ordinance accepting and appropriating the opioid settlement funds and establishing the Opioid Settlement Fund Grant Program. The state agreed to a settlement agreement with three major distributors, including Cardinal, McKesson, and AmerisourceBergen, and one marketer and manufacturer of opioids, including Johnson & Johnson, as part of a national settlement agreement. A previous resolution authorized the borough to join the settlement as one of the nine political subdivisions of the state. Rachel Chafee, Community and Fiscal Projects Manager, tells the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly,
"The borough signed up with the nine political entities to receive opioid settlement funds. We're receiving an amount through the state through the opioid settlement, and this accepts and appropriates those funds and also stands up a grant program to which agencies, the hospital service areas, nonprofit entities, doctor's offices, medical, mental health providers, etc., who qualify under the grant program as listed within the memo, can all apply for activities as allowable under the opioid settlement attachment E."
Approximately $58 million in settlement funds will be distributed to the state, 15% of which, approximately $8.7 million, will be distributed over 18 years to the nine political subdivisions of the state that signed onto the agreement. The allocation will be based on the borough's population. The Kenai Peninsula Borough is set to receive 9.4922% of that $8.7 million. The borough received opioid settlement funds in the amount of just over $29,000 from the state. In addition, 15% of the settlement funds will go to the state. 70% of the settlement funds will be distributed to the Abatement Accounts Fund, which will be under the control and direction of the state. More details, log on to our website at radiokenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.